This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Police in Racine County say a 33-year-old man drove drunk and then fought with officers during a hospital blood draw Monday. Ryan Edens is charged with OWI third offense along with battery to public officers, obstruction, disorderly conduct, and throwing bodily fluids at a public safety worker. Investigators say he ignored commands and injured at least one officer during the confrontation in Mount Pleasant. Kenosha is getting a boost for a new tourism event called Keys to Kenosha. The state awarded organizers a $14,000 marketing grant to help promote the self-guided tour set for November 7th. Leaders say the free event will open more than 50 historic and cultural sites that are not usually open to the public. The LiveWire Group could be forced off the New York Stock Exchange if its stock price does not recover. The Harley-Davidson-backed electric motorcycle company says their shares traded below a dollar for 30 straight days, putting it out of compliance with stock exchange rules. LiveWire says they have a plan to fix the problem. Racine County will celebrate 6 years of their summer youth employment program with an event tomorrow at Pritchard Park. The county plans to honor 117 graduating students along with employers and community partners. Officials say the program helps teens build job skills, save money, and get early work experience. The Racine Zoo has two new rare residents and their sisters. Mahari and Ansansi are fossas, a cat-like animal from Madagascar that is more closely related to mongooses than cats. Zoo officials say the pair is settling in well and they're part of a conservation effort for a vulnerable species. And the state fair opens today, but getting there may take extra time because of I-94 construction. Officials say the worst backups could come during opening weekend when Brewer games will add more traffic near the stadium interchange. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. It's not too late to get in on all the action of Packers Family Night tomorrow night. The Packers say a very limited number of tickets are still available for the fun-filled family evening at Lambeau. Titletown Family Fest kicks off Friday's festivities at 3 p.m. with activities for fans of all ages. Lambeau Field gates open at 5:30 with the team taking the field for warm-ups at 7 and practice beginning at 7:30. Family Night features a game-like atmosphere with game day music, jersey giveaways, and wraps up with a fireworks display over Lambeau Field. While there are a few event tickets available, parking passes are sold out for Lambeau Field and Titletown. Just like on game day, parking is available in surrounding neighborhoods, and many area businesses and residents offer pay-to-park options. Wisconsin is fighting a Trump administration rule that would ease restrictions on a type of greenhouse gas used in refrigerators and air conditioners. The state Justice Department says the chemicals, known as HFCs, are far more harmful to the climate than carbon dioxide, and the new rule would delay deadlines for phasing them out. The administration says the change gives businesses more time and could reduce costs. Wisconsin is joining a coalition of other states in the legal challenge. One candidate for Wisconsin governor says she's disappointed with the outcome of an encampment in Madison. State Representative Francesca Hong spoke out yesterday following Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway's decision to clear out the site of a fatal police shooting serving as a makeshift memorial. People have been protesting and camping out there since Corey Ruiz was shot and killed by police on July 22nd. In a statement, Hong called on Madison to be transparent about arrests and tactics used by law enforcement. She said she wanted to make sure personal items and memorial materials were returned to their owners. A legal group is suing Governor Evers and state officials over a law that authorized online sports betting through tribal administration. The lawsuit argues that Wisconsin Act 247 violates the Wisconsin Constitution, which was updated in 1993 to prohibit most forms of gambling, with limited exceptions such as the state lottery and charity raffles. The group is suing on behalf of the Brown County Taxpayers Association and Milwaukee-based Citizens Defending Liberty. The lawsuit also challenges Governor Evers' plan to negotiate tribal agreements in order to implement Wisconsin Act 247. Such agreements, if negotiated, would ensure online sports gambling is done using computer servers on tribal lands. Tribes like the United Nations support legalizing online sports betting. They argue Act 247 ensures sports betting stays within the state rather than spreading into illegal or unregulated markets. The governor's spokesperson said in a statement to WITI-TV, the governor will fight the lawsuit. A correctional officer from Janesville has been dismissed and taken into custody after finding himself on the opposite side of the law. The Rock County Sheriff's Office terminated Jacob Struley following reports he had a sexual relationship with an inmate. The 28-year-old was arrested yesterday after officials conducted interviews with the parties involved in the allegations. He is slated to appear in court tomorrow. A Madison-based medical center is once again being recognized as the premier facility in Wisconsin. For the 15th consecutive year, U.S. News & World Report has crowned UW-Health as the top-ranked hospital in the state. The center earned national accolades in 9 adult and 3 pediatric specialties, while also receiving high performance ratings in 20 separate procedures and medical conditions. Coming in at number 2 on the annual list for the Badger State is Milwaukee's Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A comeback win for Harrison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Pirates last night 4-2 in Milwaukee. Lefty Kyle Harrison, in his first start in over a month, was doing great, striking out 10 at 1.8 batters in a row when he says his legs started to cramp up towards the end of the fifth inning.
You know, those last two hitters in the fifth inning just kind of locking up on me, had the groin locking up, the calves were just cramping. So first time I really experienced like a full body cramp out there.
The series wraps up this afternoon. NFL, the Packers getting ready for tomorrow night's family night practice inside Lambeau Field, set to start a little after 7 o'clock. In Madison, quarterback Colton Joseph on why he decided to transfer from Old Dominion to Wisconsin.
You know, Coach Guyton had a big influence on that. Coach Grimes, Coach Fickle. Really, I just saw it as the biggest opportunity for me to come out and show what I can do and make a name for myself. And since I've been here, make a name for the Badgers.
That's quarterback Colton Joseph with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little fog this morning, then partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, right around 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.